Goldilocks and the Other Three Bears. Retold by Elise Sweeney. Illustrated by Stephen Marchese. Once upon a time, there lived a youngster named Goldilocks. One day, she went for a walk in the woods. She found a house and knocked on the door. No one answered, so she walked in. Three bowls of porridge sat on the table. She tasted the porridge from the big bowl. "This porridge is too hot," she said. She tasted the porridge from the medium bowl. "This porridge is too cold," she said. She tasted the porridge from the small bowl. "This porridge is just right," she said, and ate it all. Goldilocks saw three chairs. She sat in the big chair. "This chair is too big," she said. She sat in the medium chair. "This chair is still too big," she said. She sat in the small chair. "This chair is just right," she said. Then the chair broke. "Oh, well," she said. Goldilocks was sleepy. She climbed the stairs looking for a bed. She lay down on the big bed, but it was too hard. She lay down on the medium bed, but it was too soft. She lay down on the small bed, and it was just right. Zzz. The owners of the house returned. They did not like what they saw.
"Someone's been eating my porridge," said Papa Bear.
"Someone's been eating my porridge," said Mama Bear.
"Someone's been eating my porridge," said Baby Bear. "And it's all gone."
The hungry bears saw their chairs.
"Someone's been sitting in my chair," said Papa Bear.
"Someone's been sitting in my chair," said Mama Bear.
"Someone's been sitting in my chair," said Baby Bear. "And it's broken."
The hungry, angry bears went upstairs.
"Someone's been sleeping in my bed," said Papa Bear.
"Someone's been sleeping in my bed," said Mama Bear.
"Someone's been sleeping in my bed," said Baby Bear. "And she's still there."
"Shh," said Goldilocks. When Goldilocks saw the three hungry, angry bears, she jumped out of bed.
She ran all the way home.
Goldilocks never again went to the home of the three bears.